Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now, part of that Orioles bullpen, one of the best in baseball. Let's bring in left-hander Nick Vespe. Nick, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on 105.7
The
Fan.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate the time. Let's talk about the journey. Drafted back in 2015. You've made your way finally to Baltimore here in 2022, hopefully here to stay. So tell our fans about the Nick Vespe journey from drafted out of the amateur ranks down to pitching in one of the top bullpens in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you know, I was drafted in 2015 at a Palm Beach State Junior College in West Palm Beach, Florida. And since then, you know, I've been grinding and trying to climb my way through the ranks. Had a front office change there for a bit, and then, you know, just kept grinding through, and here we are.
Now, when the front office changed, and then I guess analytics became a much more prominent part of the Orioles philosophy, what changed for you? How did things, the light come on, Nick, whatever you want to refer to it as, how did things change where Nick was toiling, where now Nick's wearing a major league uniform in a wild card chase?
Yeah, you know, things changed for the better for me, honestly. I kind of throw a different fastball than the norm. So when we got the analytics and all that other stuff, they kind of figured out what I was throwing and what I could be successful in. And we started attacking that. So we honestly found out that I throw a cut fastball naturally, and do the analytics, you know, it really exposed that. And that's what we got.
Hey, Nick, what's it like coming to the ballpark every day now, you know, in a wild card, you know, hunt? So things are exciting. What's it like as a player coming in the locker room every day?
It's amazing. You know, the guys, you show up to the field, everyone's excited. You know, you expect to win the ball game every night. You know, we had a lot of talks from Elias and Hyde, you know, pumping us up, telling us, you know, we got this. So, you know, being from a career minor league guy, and then you're in the major league locker room and you're hunting for the playoffs, it's a really cool experience, and it's fun to play for.
Hey, Nick, talk to me about Rutschman, you know, because do most catchers come and speak to you, like, you know, after, because I hadn't seen that before, where Rutschman, you know, after the third out, he comes over and, you know, talks whatever, you know, to each pitcher.
Right. You know, that's something Adley does that's unique to him. He comes over at us, you know, good, bad, you know, if we had to grind through it, through a couple outs, but he's just there, you know, to just put confidence in our head. And, you know, cause you know, sometimes we go back out there for another inning. So if you come out of an inning and you kind of struggled, but you got through it, you know, Adley's there, you know, to tell you what you did good and what you could do better. And it gets you ready for the next inning.
Oriole reliever Nick Vespe joining us. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles taking on the Blue Jays tonight, 7:05, trying to make it 2 in a row, only a game back in the American League wild card. And, you know, the rah-rah stuff, and we know the bat's always been of high respect for Adley Rutschman, but tell us about his defensive abilities, the way that he calls a game, the way that he frames pitches, because, I mean, you've been in the organization and you saw, Nick, that the pass ball was not the Orioles' friend in previous seasons. Talk about Adley's defensive abilities and how that alone has helped improve a lot of things in that pitching staff.
Yeah, you know, when you have a guy like Adley behind the plate, you know, you have confidence in all your pitches in any count. You're not afraid to spike an off-speed pitch, or you're not afraid to go in on a hitter or outside on a hitter. You know, for us pitchers, we grip our pitch and throw it because we know, you know, it's either – Adley's going to make it look really good or make a really good pitch look even better. So, yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome to be able to throw a guy like him.
Hey, Nick, what was it like on Saturday night? You know, 41,000 people screaming. You know, what was the environment like?
Oh, that place was electric. You know, that was actually my first time ever thrown in front of that many fans. And just the feeling, you know, that the whole team had, we were so pumped up, and that plays a huge role in to our game. So that was super exciting to see, and I know we're definitely looking forward to more of that.
Hey, you talked about a couple of minutes ago, Nick, that Mike Elias and Brandon High giving you the Newt Rockne about this playoff run. There's a lot of concern from the fans that after Lopi and Trey Mancini were traded away, that it could have been, you know, something that may have affected the clubhouse adversely. What was that kind of 24, 48-hour window like? And you know, look, you're 6-1 over your last seven games. I mean, the results speak for themselves.
Right. You know, so I wasn't up there when guys were getting traded at first. I was there a little bit after. But, you know, at the end of the day, this game is a business, and you got to roll with what's in that clubhouse. And, you know, our goal is to win every single game and, you know, make that playoff push. So, you know, it's hard to see those guys go. But, you know, we just got to keep doing our jobs and winning ball games.
Hey, Nick, when you guys are sitting out there in the bullpen and stuff, are you checking out the other teams that you're competing at? A little scoreboard watching, Nick?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, we got the scoreboard over there in right field that has all the games on. So we're always checking that, keeping an eye on the iPads because we get the other games on those. But, yeah, of course, yeah, we're checking it out, seeing what's going on.
Nick Vespi, Orioles relief pitcher, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Real quick, Nick, because I know you got a game tonight. Remember all the hubbub about that left field wall being moved back? It looked like the ball was flying out there pretty regularly over the last few days here, for the Orioles at least. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, you know, the balls are flying now. You know, it's warmed up. It's summer has come, so, you know, You get a hold of it, it'll go out there. But, you know, I don't like to focus on that too much because my goal is to not let them go over.
Nick Vespi, appreciate your time. Congratulations on the success for you individually and certainly for the bullpen. Still plenty of baseball left to be played, including tonight against the Blue Jays. Good luck in that pennant chase, man. Wild card chase, too.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.